Friends, like, really, how many of us really have them? I sit up and I think about that all the time when it comes to entrepreneurship. Because if you really have some really good friends, why not have a roundtable meeting? You know, one weekend, you all just get together and powwow and figure out a way to put together a business, a company that you all can benefit from that will help all of your legacies from generations to come. I mean, that's really how I think when it comes to friendships, not just people you know. I'm talking about real friendships. You know, those friends that turn into family because blood doesn't make you related or family. It makes you related, but it doesn't make you family. You know what I'm saying? So when I think of, you know, my close friends or whatever, and the knowledge that I have and the wisdom that I have and experience that I have, it's like, why not? It's one of those, you know, aha, duh moments where it's just like, you know, call a round table, pull up, you know, some chairs, tell your friend, your real friend, your real ones, and you know who those are. Tell them to pull up and figure out a way for you guys to come together because now is the perfect time. I know people always say that now is the perfect time, but the times that we're living in, the ages that we're living in right now, you know, times are hard. I don't care what people are displaying online. People are always going to make it look good, make it look better online because no one wants to look like a failure. No one wants people, you know, talking about them saying, oh, they're doing bad. Have you seen such and such? Oh, you know, they used to have this, now they don't have that. People don't want people talking about them. And I get that. I understand that. You know, I've been in front of, you know, social media for a very long time. My family has been in front of social media for a very long time. My ups, my downs, my wins, my failures, you know, my marriage, my divorce, like everything has been in the eyes of social media. And is it hard? Yes, it's hard. People judge you all the time. People talk so much shit because everybody think that their life is so perfect, you know? But let's talk about these people. And it's not fair, but life ain't fair. And once you understand that, you'll let that shit go. Concentrate on your real ones. Concentrate on the ones that have been down for you and build something with those people. Don't focus on the outsiders. You know, really call up your loved ones and be like, look, let's figure out a plan of action. Like, times is hard right now. And what I do know to be true is that when you partner up, if you look and focus on all of the multi-million dollar or billion dollar companies, they are not ran by one individual. These people have partners. These people have teams. You know, it's not just them. Now, they may have been the founder or, you know, the person that had that aha moment, but they also were strategic enough and smart enough to say, you know what? I cannot do this alone. And what better people to bring on than the people that you trust, love, and know that they love you and trust you. So it's a mutual thing, you know, instead of bringing in the strangers. I mean, strangers are definitely going to make you rich, but for those of you that are blessed to have people in your life that went from friends to family, you know, or have a really close connection with family members, why not come together and build a business? It's what the wealthy do. You know what I'm saying? And for those of you that are yelling, you know, I'm building a legacy. How are you building a legacy? And you're not even training anyone in your family on the business, on how to run the business, how to operate it. None of that. You're not training anyone up because it's not going to be a legacy unless someone in your family is actually being trained to take over. All right. Let's get that in our minds. All right. When we're talking about we're building a legacy. No, you're just building a business to pay the bills. That's what you're doing. Because a legacy is strategically thought out. A legacy builder is going to put their families in position. A legacy builder is going to call up that friend that turned family that they know they can trust and say, hey, what are you doing today? Let's have a powwow and let's figure out how to turn, you know, our ideas, our experiences, everything into generational wealth. Because today is the day. We need to stop sitting around. We need to stop playing with our talents and our abilities, and we need to put this in motion, okay? That's what it's all about. That's creating a legacy. If not, you know, whatever, but that has been near and dear to my heart because I see so many people out here, you know, they talk about friend goals or, you know, I need new friends or, you know, yada, 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 I'm building a legacy, but nobody, really no one is taking the time to, you know, call up their real ones and say, hey guys, you know, let's put something together. I don't care if it's just an event. You could put an event together and that's a cash grab. You know, maybe sis need help with her mortgage or her rent. Maybe sis needs some groceries. I mean, times are hard. When was the last time your friend, your loved one called you and say, hey, let's figure out a plan of action for the both of us, for all of us? That's what we need to start doing, okay? As a community of entrepreneurs, as a community of hustlers, as a community of friends, like seriously, as a community of family, choose some people to come together with to help you. You cannot do this thing called life on your own. Okay, I'm telling you right now, money is not going to solve all your problems. You need a support system. So today is the day for you to go find your support system. You know, sit, you know, with yourself and figure out who's really for you. Pray on it. Whoever you believe in, whatever you believe, pray on it. You know, ask, you know, for those people to be sent to you, to for them to be guided towards you. So that you can create this legacy or this partnership that's going to build for, you know, grow for generations to come. That's what it's all about. So today is the day for you to go out there and build your legacy the right way, strategically. All right? That's what you're going to do. You're going to find your people. You're going to build that team, that partnership, that support system. And then you're going to move forward towards accomplishing your goals and your dreams together.